For then shall be great tribulation, such as not was since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The shortening of days, in a seeming enigma in your Bible, a question that has perplexed many a Bible scholar throughout the ages. This is the subject of today's Wonderful Grace radio broadcast.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me.
And an excellent Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, depending on what time you're listening to this Wonderful Grace radio broadcast. My name, Mark Mumall, pastor of the Master Builder Grace Assembly. We're located at 313 South Jefferson Street in downtown Dayton, Ohio. And this week I bring to you a special offer. Special, I suppose. You have to look at me if you take me up on the offer, because I'm offering to send you absolutely free of charge, either a DVD or CD. That would be your choice, and you're going to have to specify which you would like to have, a DVD or CD of a recording of a recent gospel program that I was a guest on. The Gospel for Today program appears on public broadcasting, and I was a guest, and I gave a gospel message, how a soul is saved by the gospel of the grace of God. You need to have this message if you don't understand how a soul is saved. Simply put, Christ died for our sins. He took all our sins upon himself, and you trust in the payment made on your behalf, and God saves your soul. But the DVD or the CD goes into much more detail than that, and certainly is a pretty good message. You'll also find information about the church on that CD. You can get those by writing to me. Drop me a note at P.O. Box 384 in Spring Valley, Ohio, 45370, or you can go to the website, www.wonderfulgrace.org. There you will find information on how you can contact me, either by regular mail, or you can email me from the website. Just say you'd like to receive the CD or DVD of the gospel message, and you'll get to view me, get a little taste of what we do at the Master Builder Grace Assembly. You can go to the website also, get all kinds of information. Matter of fact, there's over 150 hours of Bible teaching, rightly dividing the word of truth, dispensational in its nature, Pauline in its doctrine. We'll get started with our lesson in just a moment.
Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus, wonderful name of Jesus. Magnify his holy name.
And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. You find that in Mark chapter 13 in verse 20. We're going to deal with that shortening of days to find out what that's all about. You see, there is a prophesied time interval that between there was a decree made by Artaxerxes Longimanus, and there is a decreed time interval between that and the crucifixion of Christ, and that time interval is what's called 69 weeks of years. That would translate into 483 years. We find in Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 and 25 that 70 weeks are determined by the people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand. Here come the conditions of the prophecy, what are going to happen, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah and Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. That would be 62 weeks plus 7 weeks. There's 69 weeks. The street will be built again in the wall, even in troublous times. We see this days of weeks, this whole principle, and it's illustrated for us in our Bible, Numbers chapter 14, verse 34, that after the number of days in which ye searched the land, Jehovah God tells Israel, even 40 days, each day for a year. So there's the principle illustrated in Numbers that there would be a year of time for each of the days. In 70 weeks of days, that would be 483 or 69 weeks of days, I suppose, 483, that would translate then into years. So we've gone through 69 weeks or 69 periods of years, the 483, and yet there is this thing called Daniel's 70th week, the 7-year tribulation period, the object of a whole lot of speculation, a whole lot of preaching on the TV, a whole lot of concern, and it gets people upset and all that. What is going to happen, and what about the shortening of days? You see, after Christ is cut off at the end of the 69 weeks, that would be at his death, burial, and resurrection, the crucifixion there at Calvary, then would come the 70th week, would it not? Right after 69 comes 70, and that would be the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy, that in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, and after the 62 weeks. So you've had the 7 weeks of years, and now you have the 62 weeks of years. That makes 69 weeks of years. After that period of time shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. That's the Antichrist, the beast of the book of Revelation. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. So there's going to be this upheaval, this terrible time of Jacob's trouble, as it's called in the Bible, the time of Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week, the tribulation period, the great tribulation, all that was to occur at the end of the 69th week, that was marked by the crucifixion of Christ. Well, what's going to happen is the Antichrist, when he shows up, he is going to make a peace agreement that with the nation of Israel, that for a period of 7 years. So it's going to be a 7-year agreement put into place. And this agreement, in fact, it has to include the rebuilding of the Jewish temple and institute the daily animal sacrifices. That has to be a part of the agreement, because we find out in Daniel 9:27 that he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, but in the midst of the week, so after 3.5 years, according to the prophecy, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that the determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. There comes the wrath of God. So with 3.5 years of this 7-year agreement, this peace agreement that the Antichrist makes with Israel left, the Antichrist then is going to do what's called the abomination that causes desolation. He is going to enter into the temple, walk into the Holy of Holies, that's where God resides in the temple, and he's going to proclaim himself to be God. We see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, that he who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That is the Antichrist. That's the beast saying, look at me and worship me because I am God. He's going to try to fool all the people, all the nations, and prove that he is in fact Christ incarnate. Well, that's what's going to go on there. But with 3.5 years left to go, then we move from just tribulation into what's described as great tribulation. As you can just imagine, if these very events were to happen today, there would be world leaders galore that would not exactly want to stand for someone who has so much power, who seems to be such a great guy, proclaim himself to be God. So it's going to cause a great deal of uproar around the world. And Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, at that time shall Michael, that's the archangel, stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. This, of course, a prophecy for, specifically written to, the nation Israel. The 3.5 years of the second half of the tribulation, referred to as the time of great tribulation, is confirmed by Daniel. In chapter 7, verses 25 and 26, we find the time, times, and half a time language of Daniel. Two times, matter of fact, in the book of Daniel, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, that's speaking of the Antichrist, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And think to give change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. There's 3.5 years worth, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Once again, we see the same event reiterated in Daniel chapter 12, verse 7, where Daniel in his vision said, I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. Once again, 3.5 years, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. So, what we find is when the beast, the Antichrist, goes into the temple, declares himself to be God, what you're looking at there is, in fact, the time period when there will be 3.5 years left still to be played out in the prophetic tribulation of Daniel, the prophetic tribulation time of Revelation. And the abomination that causes desolation, it marks that time, Daniel chapter 12, verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, that's that time of the desolation, and the abomination that maketh desolation set up, that would be the Antichrist entering into the temple once again and declaring himself as God, there shall be 1,290 days, 1,290 days, right close to exactly 3.5 years. And what we find then is there's are going to be at the end of that 1,290 days, at the end of the 3.5 year period, we find that there are the famous 144,000 of Israel. In times past, many have called them 144,000 Billy Grahams. Well, I pardon to differ with you. Those are going to be 144,000 very Jewish, 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are going to be preaching the gospel of the kingdom, that the kingdom is at hand, and we see them show up in heaven. We see them show up in front of Jehovah God, and along with them, there are going to be Gentiles. Those are Gentiles who come out of the tribulation period due to the ministry and the preaching of the 144,000. I hope that Billy Graham isn't preaching the gospel of the kingdom, because it is, in fact, a works and faith gospel combination. Keep the commandments and the faith of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 refers to this time, and lo, I looked, and a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, and the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. I hope that's not me. I do not want to spend eternity harping on a harp. I have better plans than that to operate in heavenly places. I have other things that I would like to get done. But meanwhile, they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, that no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed, by the way, from the earth. But that group is not you, and neither is the next group, which appears in Revelation 14 and the next verse, verse 4, and these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. For these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. These are folks that came out of the tribulation time and had to, as Jesus in Matthew 24 said, endure to the end of the tribulation period. They had to keep the commandments, they had to keep the faith, and keep believing that Jesus would in fact come and get them. Then, at that point, here comes an angel preaching to the world. You see in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, that the gospel of the everlasting gospel, which is in fact the message, worship God, and the world system of Babylon has fallen. You see another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen that great city, because she hath made all nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. So you see the angels then at the end of the 1290 days of Daniel 12:11 making an announcement. The group of believers that are on the earth, Israel, and the Gentiles who have believed during the time of the tribulation are removed from the earth. Then the announcement's made that here comes the wrath of God. And by the way, the next angel says, don't take the mark of the beast, because in verse 9, the angel followed them, the third angel, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And don't receive the mark of the beast. That's the instruction, because the smoke of their torment ascendeth upward forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. So there are specific instructions, are there not, in order to get through this tribulation period. By the way, these same people then who get preached the everlasting gospel are still on earth. You just saw that there was 144,000 taken from the earth, along with a multitude that no one could count, those of Gentiles. They were taken off the earth. That at the end of the 1290 days of the second half of the tribulation, which started with the abomination which causes desolation, the entering of the Antichrist into the temple, the declaration that he is God. So who are these people? Who are these people being preached to by the angel with the everlasting gospel, saying, fear God, worship God, the Babylon is fallen, and don't take the mark of the beast? These are the people who are told to be patient. These are the ones who did not believe until all of a sudden, hey, everybody's gone. Well, not everybody. There's a lot of people left, are there not? But meanwhile, there's a bunch of people that leave, including the 144,000 of Israel. These folks that are still left on the earth are told to be patient, keep the commandments, and believe that Jesus is, in fact, the Son of God. Revelation chapter 14, the very next verse, verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. That would be them that are still on earth at this time, at the 1290 day point after the abomination of desolation. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. works, do follow them. So you see the works orientation, you see the keeping of commandments orientation, along with the faith that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, there is reference to that. Daniel chapter 12, verse 11, of course, has 1290 days that pass the abomination until the gathering of believers from the earth. Now, that is not the so-called rapture, the meeting of the Lord in the air, which Paul explains in 1 Thessalonians, where we are to, prior to this time of tribulation, we're going to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to be taken off the earth. We're not destined for wrath. We don't have to suffer through this time of trial. It's not our gospel to keep the commandments. We are to trust Christ. We are to have faith in His finished payment for our salvation. This is not us going through the tribulation if you are saved by God's grace through faith. But if you're not, if you haven't trusted Christ, this could very well be you going into this time of even great tribulation. And Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 has these 1290 days that pass the abomination until the gathering of believers. That's Israel and all the Gentiles which believe during the tribulation. They get gathered off the earth, and there is an additional time period after the gathering. There's an additional 45 days, that of the pouring out of God's wrath, and that is the time when these folks who get preached the everlasting gospel, who are told to be patient and keep the commandments, that is the 45 days that they have to endure. Daniel 12:12 says, "Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 3,335 days." So you have in Daniel 12:12, 1,335 days. You have in Daniel chapter 12, verse 11, 1,290 days, a difference of 45 days. That the 45 days of the pouring out of God's wrath. Now, I know you should have brought a calculator or a piece of paper and a pencil to listen to this, but let me tell you that the math that goes on is, in fact, the enigma. It is the mystery, I suppose, the thing that is the least understood, because there are these specific numbers of days that are mentioned. We have so far 7 years of tribulation, 3.5 years, and then the abomination, then 3.5 years until the end of the tribulation. We have 1290 days past the abomination, then an additional 45 days of wrath being poured out. Well, here is the mystery. Here is the enigma. It is stated that the entire vision given to Daniel concerning the events of the tribulation, that would be the 7 year period, were to last 2300 days. We read that in Daniel chapter 8, verse 13 and 14. I heard one saint saying, says Daniel, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, "How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" In other words, how long is all this going to last? How long is this tribulation period going to take place? And he said unto me, "Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." Here's the problem. 2,300 days is only 6 3/10 years. We're missing 7/10 of a year. It's not a full 7 years. That is a mystery, is it not? You say, yeah, well, you might say that's a mistake in your Bible. I say it just needs to be figured out. And there is an answer in the Bible, because believing your Bible, I know that I have God's perfectly preserved word in my King James authorized Bible, not a mistake in it. So if there is something in the Bible that I don't understand, I already understand one thing: it's my problem, not God's mistake. I just need to 2 Timothy 2:15 study to show myself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, until I figure out exactly what the answer is. And that is the answer: believing your Bible. And just as Daniel had prophesied, at the cutting off of the Messiah, then would come the 70th week. Understand what I'm telling you right now. At the end of the time when Jesus walked the earth, at the time of his crucifixion, then would start Daniel's 70th week, the tribulation period. Now, if I believe Daniel, then I have to believe that the tribulation started at that time. And you say, well, that couldn't be. It didn't complete itself. There are those who think that the tribulation completed itself in 70 A.D., but you take, what, 30 A.D., 33 at the outset A.D. of the time of the crucifixion, you add 7 years to that, you don't come anywhere near 70 A.D. What's the deal? If you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 17, here we find Peter preaching. And says, it shall come to pass in the last days. So here's what he's preaching is about the last days, that the tribulation period. Saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, and vapor of smoke, and the sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. What was Peter talking about? Peter was describing the events of the tribulation. And he announces that very same thing. In this same diatribe, this same preaching that Peter does, he says that what they were experiencing on that, the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, was that Acts 2:16, which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Joel dealt with the tribulation period, and that is what Peter knew they were experiencing at that time. Peter was preaching the tribulation and return of Christ according to prophecy, Acts chapter 3, verse 20, and God shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until a particular time, the time of the restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Always been spoken by all the prophets, everyone knew about it, but in fact the tribulation never completely played out. It never finished the 7-year period because this prophecy, that which all the holy prophets had spoken since the world began, was interrupted by the previously unrevealed mystery. Romans chapter 16, verse 25, the Apostle Paul tells us that now there is power to establish according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, not known by all, not known by any, but rather only revealed after chapter 9 in the book of Acts to the Apostle Paul. The mystery is the time now in which prophecy is not being fulfilled until the Romans 11:25 fullness of the Gentiles be come in during this the dispensation of the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 3:2, Paul asks, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. The revelation of the mystery interrupted, in fact, the prophetic program. The tribulation still has yet to play out. The remaining 6.3 years of that time period. My name, Mark Mumaw, pastor of the Master Builder Grace Assembly, 313 South Jefferson Street, downtown Dayton. We meet Sunday morning at 10, Wednesday at 7. Check out the website, www.wonderfulgrace.org, wonderfulgrace.org, and I thank you so very much for listening.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the Master's grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mighty
Christ the Father also gives his grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the Master's grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Higher than the miracles, brightening like the clouds of gracious grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful the Master's grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me,
for even me.
Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus, wonderful name of Jesus. Magnify his holy name. Boom, 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 boom.